USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Part one of a long-awaited hearing on Capitol Hill is over for the day as Christine Blasey Ford was pressed on the details of her serious allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
I truly wish I could be more helpful with more detailed answers to all of the questions.
At that hearing where Kavanaugh was not present, Ford said she's certain it was Kavanaugh who allegedly forced himself on her at a house in Maryland in the 1980s when they were at a high school party.
I don't have all the answers, and I don't remember as much as I would like to. But the details that about that night that bring me here today are the ones I will never forget. They have been seared into my memory and have haunted me episodically as an adult.
Kavanaugh, who strongly denies the allegations, will be testifying this afternoon at the hearing without Ford present. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Two federal agencies release reports on the economy this morning. First, the Commerce Department issues one showing that the nation's economy grew at an annual rate of 4.2% in the year's second quarter. Economists say it sets the stage for a strong third quarter growth. More Americans filing unemployment claims last week. 214,000 people did so, up 12,000 from the previous week, but right around what analysts were expecting. A 6-year-old autistic Georgia boy still missing after his father says Maddox Rich ran away from him while they were playing in a park last Saturday. The father says he didn't immediately call 911.
We were searching. I had park staff helping the search, too, so I felt like we could have found him.
The searching continues. Flooding in one South Carolina town may not end up being nearly as bad as everyone in Georgetown was fearing it would be after Hurricane Florence. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The Texas Attorney General is getting involved in a lawsuit against a Houston area school district that suspended an African-American student who wouldn't stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ken Paxton's office intervening in the suit against a state law that requires students to stand for the pledge. The student says the last line of the pledge, with liberty and justice for all, is, in his words, obviously not what's going on in America today. The Attorney General says, quote, school children cannot unilaterally refuse to participate in the pledge. Tonight's Thursday night football game between the Vikings and Rams will be the first NFL game called by two female announcers. Veteran journalists Hannah Storm and Andrea Kremer will be covering the game for Amazon Prime. This week's matchup of the two top NFC contenders is the first of 11 games that Storm and Kremer will be calling for Amazon Prime this season. McDonald's announcing that it's discontinuing preservatives in most of its burgers. The company's announced its classic burgers like the Big Mac and Quarter Pounder with cheese are now free from artificial coloring, artificial flavoring, and preservatives. The 14,000 McDonald's in the U.S. are already serving them that way, and the change, McDonald's says, has not affected the price. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.